Now, that prophecy concerning Tyre, the ruins of that city over there today, stands as a witness to the accuracy of the Word of God. And it is indeed remarkable. Now, this was such an impressive city in Ezekiel's day, and actually he'd never seen it. He'd never been there at all. But he gives to us here now in the 27th chapter what is, I would say, one of the great chapters of the Bible. It's a lamentation, to be specific, and it's a lamentation, very frankly, of the city that fell, and it was a great city. I don't want to minimize that at all. The greatness of this city in that day is something that should be noted. And this is not only a sad chapter, but it's a very beautiful chapter. For he likens Tyre, the great capital of the Phoenician Empire, a sea-going people. He likens the destruction of Tyre, compares to a great ship that's wrecked. I can't think of a greater picture than that. And now, what was it that brought Tyre down? Will you listen? Verse 1, chapter 27. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Now, thou son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyre. Now, here is the lamentation. Say unto Tyre, O thou that art situated at the entrance of the sea, that art a merchant of the people for many coastlands, thus saith the Lord God, O Tyre, thou hast said, I am of perfect beauty. What was it that brought Tyre down? The same thing that brought the rock-hewn city of Petra down. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, and the pride and the glory of nations, the pomp and the ceremony that passes off of the stage of human life. That's the thing that's brought these great nations of the world, and they stand in wreck and ruin today. And it's a picture that's given to us in this chapter, and it speaks of how extensive was this kingdom. And we find here that you begin with Kittim, or Chittim, as you have it in your authorized version, and that means copper, and it's Cyprus, the island of Cyprus. That was one of their colonies, and they extended all the way out to Tarshish. Tarshish was sort of the jumping-off place. That's the place that Jonah bought a ticket to, but he never got to see the place. But he did see the interior of a big fish.